Thank you for calling the Roundup Help Team. This is Emmanuel on a recorded call. Hello there.
Hi, Emmanuel. I have a potential claimant on the line, Edna Altman. She'll need assistance with her Roundup claim.
Absolutely. Hi, Edna. It's Emmanuel on a recorded call here. You were looking to see if you can participate in the settlement, were you?
Yes. Yes, sir.
Sure. I'm happy to help out as best as I can. Just to confirm here, you haven't already started a claim with any firm yet. You haven't signed anything physically or electronically, and you'd be able to attest to that. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Awesome. Thank you for confirming that. And then I just want to verify the spelling of your name here, E-D-N-A-A-U-L-T-M-A-N.
Yes.
Do you have a middle name?
E for Earl.
E. Okay. Edna E. Altman. Now, was it you or a family member of yours that was diagnosed with the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
It was me.
Very sorry to hear that there. Do you happen to know the subtype by chance?
The subtype?
Yes, the subtype of your non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. For example, they have Burkitt lymphoma, large B cell, large T cell, hairy cell, leukemia.
B cell.
B cell, okay. And that's the only diagnosis you've had, right?
Well, I was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Well, yeah, that's okay, got it, perfect. And then you're filing for yourself, and then what date were you diagnosed?
I was diagnosed December the 17th, 2020.
12/17/2020, and then were you mostly using it around the home, for work, or for both?
For home.
For home. Now, while you were using it at the house, did anybody else come into contact and get sick as well, like any family or friends or neighbors or anything like that?
No, sir.
Okay. And then give me the address where you had the most exposure to the product.
At 252 Dan Walker Road, Silver Creek, Mississippi, 39663.
Okay. So it comes up as Prentice, Mississippi.
Yes.
Okay, perfect.
But it's Silver Creek though. They say Prentice, but it's Silver Creek.
Should I change it to Silver
it's
Creek?
Silver
then?
Creek. Yes, because it won't come. Prentice.
Okay.
To go somewhere.
Okay, I'll put Silver Creek here.
Yes, please.
And then let me go to this next section here. How old were you when you were diagnosed?
Well, let me see. I'm 60 now. And so that was 4 years ago. So
okay. So between the ages of 18 and 79, right?
Yes. Yes.
And then how many years did you use the product?
8 years.
8 years, so definitely at least more than 10 days, and then one of those years would have been before you were diagnosed. Is that correct?
Yes, correct.
Okay, thank you. And then are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, I am.
And then I'm going to name off a list of some other ailments. I'll put no unless you tell me that you were diagnosed with these ailments as well, or that, I'm sorry, that you have these ailments. There's hepatitis
okay.
B, hepatitis C, HIV/AIDS, autoimmune disease, diabetes mellitus, rheumatoid arthritis, other cancers, lupus, Epstein-Barr. No to those?
None of those. No.
Okay. And then are you an organ transplant? Have you been transplanted an organ?
No.
Okay. And do you have family history of cancer or no?
No.
Okay. And then let me go back to putting in your name again here. Edna E. Altman. And then, will you confirm your gender?
Sir?
Will you confirm your gender for the recording?
Oh, female. I'm a lady.
And then, are you currently married or unmarried?
Unmarried.
Unmarried?
Yes. Yes, thank
you. Okay, thank you for confirming that. And then how did you first learn of your connection between Roundup and your injuries? So when did you figure out that you got sick because of the Roundup? Was it something you saw online, something you read, something you saw on TV, something a medical professional told you?
I saw it on TV on a commercial, you know.
Okay, perfect. And then what year did you see that commercial?
I saw it in 2020.
2020, okay. All right. And then this next question asks for your height and for your weight.
Okay, I'm 5'9". And my weight is 275.
Okay, and then this is your cell phone, 601-818-9877?
Yes.
And what would be the best email address for you?
It's my name, EbnaAltman@gmail.com.
Oh, no way. You got your name without having to put a number?
Yes.
Yes,
I did.
That's pretty cool. That's neat.
Mm-hmm.
And then about how many times a month did you use the product, would you say?
About three times a month.
3 times a month, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So then about 36 times a year. And then you already confirmed that you used the product for at least a year before you were diagnosed.
Yes.
And so approximately when would you say you started spraying the product? Well, yeah, I know you used it for about 8 years, and you got sick in 2020, so you would have started sometime in 2012. Does that sound right?
Yes, correct. Yes, correct. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yes, correct.
And then obviously you would have stopped when you got diagnosed in December, so let me put that.
Yes, correct.
And then let me go to this next question here. When you would spray the product, would you normally wear protective gear or not really?
I would have gloves on my hands, but that was about it.
Okay, gloves. And then when you applied it, did you get the premix and mix it yourself, or would you get the one that came with the sprayer?
I would get the one you mix, add the water to it, and spray it.
Okay, and about how big was your yard?
My yard is probably about an acre. Yeah, it's about like almost an acre, my yard is.
Oh, yeah, that's big.
Yeah, I got a big yard, very big.
And then,
it's almost an acre.
And then this is in the state of Mississippi, so let me type that in here. Mississippi, and it was residential use.
Yes.
And then you were the one directly spraying, correct?
Yes, correct.
And then, is your home on well or city water?
Well, we have like water that runs through pipes, so I guess city water. Well, because I'm not in the city, I'm in the country.
Okay.
County
water then?
Yeah, county water. Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Thank you for confirming that.
Mm-hmm.
And then, were you ever exposed to other herbicides, benzene, or Agent Orange, or no?
No.
Okay. And then when you would get the product, was it normally like at a larger, you know, hardware store like Home Depot, or was it like a smaller mom and pop shop?
It was a Home Depot over in Brookhaven, Mississippi.
Okay. And then obviously it's been a couple years since you last used a product, so you may not have any receipts or containers, but I have to ask, do you have any receipts or containers?
Uh, No, sir.
And then have you ever been a smoker?
No, never smoked.
Are you currently employed, self-employed, or on a fixed income?
Fixed income.
And then did you ever lose any time from work because of your treatments?
No.
And then have you ever been in the military?
No.
Ever been involved in other lawsuits?
No.
Ever filed for disability or workman's comp?
Disability. I'm on disability.
Okay.
Never did workman's comp.
Okay. And then have you ever filed for bankruptcy?
No.
And other than minor traffic offenses, have you ever been diagnosed of a, I'm sorry, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
No.
Okay. And then I will get the address. I just need the medical facility or hospital that diagnosed you. What's the name and the city it's in?
University of Mississippi Medical Center in Jackson, Mississippi.
Okay, there it is. Oh, wow, that's a big old hospital.
Yes, it is.
Let me put that in there. And then do you recall your doctor's name?
Yes, Dr. Christine Haygood.
There it is. Let me put her in here. Okay, and then put this in here. Sorry, I'm just copying and pasting here. Bear with me.
Yes.
And then when they treated you, was it stem cell transplant, chemotherapy, immunotherapy, radiation, or surgery?
When they did a chemo, you're saying?
Oh, so it was chemo? Okay. Do you remember when they started the treatment, your first chemo session?
Around about December 17th, 2020. Excuse me.
Okay. Okay. And then let me just check in some stuff here. Okay. And then let me go back to adding your address in here. And let me... Oh, wow. I didn't. Okay. Let me see. Because I put the silk spurs with me here. I'm going to put in your address again. Normally, the system finds it, but it. Let me just. Two Dan Walker. Let me see.
Road.
Right. Mm-hmm. And then city, Silver Creek. 39474. And we're just about done.
39663.
663. Oh, wow. 39663. Ooh, that
yes,
is...
Yes, 39474 is printed.
Okay, no, that's super. Thank you for letting me go back and then change it in this other spot. And then this next section is just asking for an emergency contact in case we're unable to get a hold of you for an extended period, ensuring that we can continue the case for your loved ones. Do you want to put an emergency contact or no?
No, you should be able to reach me.
Okay. Let me put an A. And then the last section is just for the HIPAA medical compliance section. What is your date of birth?
First, the 6th, 1964.
So 1664?
Yes, correct.
And then the last four of your social?
8795.
Alrighty. And then I'm going to... Oh, and I'm sorry, I missed one question here. So either yourself or your medical professional will have a medical records, right?
Yes.
Okay. Let me put yes here. And now it should let me send you a quick DocuSign. It's going to be an automated text message from DocuSign.
Okay.
It's still spinning though. Give it a second.
Okay.
And then I won't be able to see what's on your screen. So if you're not sure what to tap, just read out what you see, and then I'll try to do my best to guide you on what to tap next.
Okay, what is the name? Because it might be. Hold on.
Sure.
Trying to see where is that. Okay. From Emmanuel?
Yep, that's me.
Okay. All right. Tap on it. Take a second to come over here.
Yeah, take your time. No rush here.
Okay. Okay, he says, do you agree to receive a message from you?
Yep,
yes?
Yep, we'll say yes to that.
Okay. All right. Okay, it's pulling up your name, and I'm going to continue. Just a little sentence there. So continue,
right.
Correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Agree.
Right.
Right.
Correct.
Okay. Taking a minute, a second. Okay. Okay, I see my name, address. Okay, then I see. Okay, here goes some documents to sign. Okay, so sign here?
Mm-hmm, right.
Okay. On the other wall. I'm doing something right now, baby. Okay, signed it. Okay. Adopt sign, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, initial D's are required. Initial.
Correct.
Okay. Signature again.
Right.
Okay.
And then you'll know we did it correctly once it lets you tap a yellow finish button.
Okay. Okay, it's finished up at the top.
Okay, let's tap that, and if it submits, then we didn't miss anything. If it doesn't, then we might have missed a click somewhere.
Okay, let's see. Finish. Let's see. all parties have completed roundup, what I'm looking for?
Yep, so you're all set there. Correct. So in about a week or two, you should get a call from the firm directly. They're going to call, introduce themselves, and then just double-check my work, make sure there was no spelling errors or anything like that, and then they'll tidy you up in their system, and you'll be all set. So other than that, we're done for the evening, and I hope you have a great rest of your night, okay?
Okay, 1 minute. To learn more about sign and click here, don't do nothing. You got continue.
No, yeah, you don't have to do anything. It might try to get you to sign up for an account with DocuSign, but you do not need to do that. You're okay to exit away from that, and then you're going to have an automated email with the completed document for your records in case you need it for whatever reason, okay?
Okay, yes.
Thank you, Edna. Good night.
Thank you. Bye-bye.